Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, it's Sunday morning, and it's time for some education for those of you that like to take care of your own property and you like to save a few dollars. We have with us Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advance Company. And Ken is a good friend, very, very knowledgeable, and asked him to join us this morning because this is the time of the year that you can begin to treat your trees for three big bugs. And these are insects that are increasing in numbers. They're increasing in numbers like you cannot believe, but they're moving from state to state very quickly. And I asked Ken to join us so that we can tell you what to look for and what to use so that you don't lose your big trees. And if you have a nice home and you've got these gorgeous ash trees or hemlock trees, and they're providing you with some shade, some protection from the winter winds, they are at harm right now. Ken, good morning, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning to all your radio listeners, too.
Well, you sent me some information, and the headline said, it's time to take off the gloves, and let's begin the fight.
Paul, that's
which is pretty good.
That's exactly the way I feel about some of these pests, because if we don't do anything about these invasive pests that we've received here in the U.S., we're going to lose some trees that we've loved for so many years. And I can't go into the ecological benefit that these trees have provided, but I know it's there. I just know that I'll be missing them when they're gone. And we can do something about it. That's the really great thing about this. The first pest that I'd like to talk about is emerald ash borer, which is a new one for the New England area. It's an old one, old meaning, you know, for the last 10 years in the Midwest, and it's devastated the Midwest in killing millions and millions of ash trees, causing city fathers to have to cut them down, have to replant trees on streets, and it can be avoided. The university professors that have done the work, Ohio State, Purdue, Michigan State, have shown that you can treat the trees with the systemic insecticide to kill this particular pest, emerald ash borer, which is a tiny little beetle in the adult form. And the beetle doesn't, in the adult form at least, doesn't do the damage. It's the larval stage that feeds on the cambium of the ash tree, feeds on the part of the tree that is the growing part of the tree, and when it builds up in high enough numbers, it girdles the tree and kills it. Now, what you see as a homeowner is that your once really good-looking ash tree becomes unthrifty. And in fact, one professor at Michigan State has published a paper showing that you can actually determine the level of infestation by the percent canopy dieback. And he figures that if you get about 50% dieback, which about 50% of the leaves not there anymore, that's the point where you either take care of the tree or you lose it. So if you have less than 50% dieback, 25%, 10%, you can take care of that tree very easily. And you have to, but you have to treat the tree with an insecticide to take care of the pest. Now,
yeah. So we're talking right now. The emerald ash borer is all over the Great Lakes. It's in Pennsylvania. It's in New York State. It's in Massachusetts, in the Worcester, Springfield area. It's all over Connecticut, and it's on the move. So because it's not in eastern Mass, it's not in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, it's not in New Jersey, if you don't keep an eye on the trees, they're going to be there shortly. What do you want people to look for? Are they making holes in the side of the tree, or, you know, other than a canopy loss, is there anything else that they should be looking for?
Well, again, canopy loss is the first thing to look for, because you know your trees on your property better than anybody else. So that's the first thing. But what we also have seen on ash trees, and by the way, for emerald ash borer, the only host is ash. So it's not any other trees, it's just ash. But when the adults emerge from underneath the bark, there's a small D-shaped hole, which is the emergence hole for the adult. So if you happen to be looking at the bark on your ash tree, if you don't want to look at canopy, you can look at the bark to see if you have any of these D-shaped hole emergence points. And that is a very telltale sign that you've got the pest. Controlling the pest is really easy. We make a product, Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub. You calibrate the amount of the dose that you put for each tree by measuring the circumference at chest height. Every inch of circumference requires 1 ounce of product mixed in a gallon of water, and you apply it to the base. You apply it to the ground at the base of the tree, where the root flare is at the base of the tree. One application per year, and you'll control the pest. And the springtime is a very good time for making the application for controlling emerald ash borer. Now,
as soon as the snow has melted, then you want people to apply it.
Yeah, right now it's a little too early, but in a month it'll be probably a much better situation. And spring is a very good time when the trees start budding out and leafing out. Perfect time to make the application.
Okay. Now, what is the second one?
Well, Paul, this is one that you in New England have been battling for a number of years, and this is hemlock woolly adelgid. Adelgids are a little insects very similar to leafhoppers or aphids in that they have sucking mouthparts, and they suck juices out of plants. This particular insect has a filamentous white cottony mass around it when it settles in at the base of needles on a hemlock tree. Again, this is a pest that is very host specific. It only attacks eastern hemlock. But when the numbers build up real high, it kills the tree. And it doesn't take very long for the numbers to build up very high and to kill the tree. Like the emerald ash borer, this is an invasive pest that has come in. It didn't co-evolve with the hemlocks here in North America. And so when it was first introduced here many, many years ago, it was a buffet line. I mean, all the hemlocks were, the proper food that they wanted to eat with no parasites or predators to keep them in check. And what you'll see on a hemlock tree is these little cottony masses, like the tip of a Q-tip, on every pack of needles on a branch. So this is not a situation where you're going to look for overall canopy decline. You can walk right up to the tree and look at a branch, and you can see the little dabs of what I think look like Q-tips that are attached to the needles. When you have that, you know you have the pest. Similarly, you can treat this pest, you can control this pest by using Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub, the root drench product. The best time for this particular pest is not so much the springtime. Spring is second best. The best time would be late summer and early fall, I would say August, because the females that alight on the branches in the fall do the most damage, and that's the part of the life stage that you want to control most. Second most would be in the springtime. But this is a pest that has been killing hemlock trees all up and down the Appalachians. I know that you've been dealing with it in New England. It's an incredibly great tree for a lot of different aesthetic reasons, and it'd be terrible to have to lose it.
Yeah, and it has been spreading north last year for the second year in a row. They have found woolly adelgid in southern Maine, where it's never been before, southern New Hampshire, southern Vermont, and in New York State, where normally the winters are cold enough that the winters would kill off the woolly adelgid. It's getting accustomed to the weather. It's moving north. And if you've got a few minutes, and if you have a privacy hedge with a Canadian hemlock, or you have some big ones on your property, as Ken says, look for pieces of white cotton, usually found on the tips where the new growth was made last year. They want that nice soft growth, and we'll...
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prints.
When I read Green Prints, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prints.
What is Green Prints? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prints, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prints is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prints shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prints is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Hi, this is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a seven-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness in Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 22nd, 2013. Gold opens this morning at $16,1050. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,50.87, $8,25.44 for a half ounce, or $4,12.72 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,50.87, $8,25.44, and $4,12.72.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are talking with Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advance Company, and he's telling us about three terrible insects that have gotten into this country from overseas, and they are really raving havoc with their plants. And we want to tell you what to look for so that you can control the problem yourself. This is something that you don't have to have a big company come in and do it and cost you a lot of money. You can do this yourself. Now, Ken, tell us about the third insect that's creating a problem.
Paul, the third one is probably the worst. And you've seen a lot of these worst pests over the years, because you know you've all seen gypsy moth, and you've seen Japanese beetle, and you've seen this brown marmorated stink bug. And those are all bad pests. But the worst is probably this Asian longhorn beetle that has been somewhat for many years confined to Long Island, but it's gotten out, and it has occurred in the Massachusetts area and also in Cincinnati, Ohio. And this is a beetle as the adult form, and it has a larval stage that feeds under the bark, just like the emerald ash borer. This is a very big insect. It's the adult form is probably the size as big as your thumb, and we call it longhorn because it has very long antennae. Entomologists would look at this and say it's a beautiful insect because it is a very pretty insect, but it does a lot of damage. The larvae feeds on the cambium and girdles the tree just like emerald ash borer. The damage that you see on the tree is the canopy dieback. The holes that you see from the adult emergence are much bigger. And now we're talking about the size of maybe 3/8 of an inch in diameter. If you took a drill bit and drilled it into the tree, 3/8 diameter drill bit, that would be about the size of the hole that you would see. The reason that this one is so terrible is that the host range is very, very broad. While we talked about hemlock woolly adelgid being attracted only to the hemlock trees, about the emerald ash borer only to ash trees, this one has a very, very, very wide host range. Maples, willows, elms, horse chestnuts, many, many, many more species of trees it will go to, it will develop on, and it kills them. And this is not a pest that just makes things look bad. It kills them. And you know, we can imagine. Well, I can't, but we could imagine a world without any maple trees, without any willow trees. It would be pretty flat.
Yeah, it really would. And you know, just to give you an idea, the city of Worcester in the last 2 years has taken down over 10,000 trees because of the longhorn beetle. 10,000 trees. Now, these are not trees that are 6-8 inches in diameter, as you may think. These are trees that are 2, 3, and 4 foot in diameter. These are mature trees. So we want you to go out. We want you to look for holes in the trunk of your tree. We want you to look at the foliage as it begins to emerge. And if you notice, as Ken has been saying, that the canopy, the leaves, are getting fewer on the tree. You're getting a lot of bare branches on the top of the tree, on the side of the tree. You got a problem. And yep. You've got to act right now. So as soon as the buds begin to swell, get the product on. Now, Ken, tell us again how you determine how much product you need per tree and where to apply it.
Paul, that's real easy to do. You walk up to the tree, and at chest height, you measure the circumference around the tree. Like I tell people, you give it a big tree hug, and you measure your hug. But you measure the circumference around the tree, and in the number of inches that is, let's say the circumference is 32 inches, you take 32 ounces of bare advanced tree and shrub, put it in a gallon of water, sprinkling can or a bucket, and then apply it to the base of the tree, on the ground, to the base of the tree. It will soak into the ground, and the roots will pick up the chemical and spread it through the tree.
Do you hear that, folks? Don't mess around, because the Asiatic longhorn beetle is out there. It's all over New England. It's all over New York, New Jersey. It's moving. And examine your trees. You got a day like today where it's nice? Look out in the yard. Check them out. Ken, thank you for the great information.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-532-5388. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent. Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, and grave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Well, back in the late 60s, when I started to work in the garden centers and started my career, one of the soils that we were selling at the nursery was made by a company in Canada called Farford. And the quality of their potting soil, their topsoil, their animal manure is still unsurpassed today. And I'm very pleased that they are a sponsor of the program. We've sat down and we've talked together, and they have merged with Sun Grow Horticulture, which is Sun Grow and Black Gold. And we came up with an idea during the winter that I think that you will like. We're planning a garden makeover. And this is what we're going to do. If you live in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, we want you to go to their website. So go to paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then click on either Black Gold or Farford. And it will take you to their website, and you're going to put in your name, your address, phone number, and the information that they ask. And then in late May, we're going to pick a winner. And then in late September, we're going to pick a second winner. And what we're going to do is this. People from Fafard and Black Gold and myself will come to your home. We're going to spend the whole day at your house. I'm going to draw you some plans, give you some ideas of plant material that you can add to your property to give you continuous color all year long. While we're there, we want you to invite your friends, your neighbors, and we're going to work on your yard. We're going to edge your beds. We're going to do pruning that needs to be done. And Fafard, with a local nursery, is going to bring in $500 worth of mulches, soils, animal manure, and all the products that they sell. And we're going to make your yard look absolutely beautiful. So we're there for the day. It's going to be a big party. You're going to bring your friends, your neighbors, and we're going to make your yard like it should be. Except you're going to sit there, you're going to join us, and we're going to show you how to do the pruning, on how to edge, how to clean. If you need to plant some grass, we'll get some grass seed, and we'll make your yard look beautiful. So all you need to do is, if you get the newsletter that came out on Friday this week, on your newsletter, you'll see the logo for Fafard or Black Gold. Just click on it, and then put your name, address, and all the information. And on May 20th, and September 22nd, we're going to pick two winners, and we're going to spend the day at your house to make it look beautiful. And when we leave, you'll be the talk of the neighborhood, okay? So it's going to be a lot of fun. We want you to sign up, and it will be a change in the look of your property. And we'll try and educate you. And like Ken just now, you know, he wants you to save your trees. And knowledge is what it takes. So on the insects that Ken talked about, he told you what the symptoms are. And that is fewer leaves that form on your plant. You start to see what they call horns or dead branches. And if you're more than 50%, you can still save the tree. But you got to get the chemical down during the month of April. So a day like today, get out, look at the trunk of your trees, look for holes in them. Look for the possibility of woodpeckers being on your plant, making holes, because they're looking for the grubs or for the larva stage, and they're drilling holes in it to try and get the grub out, which is killing your tree. So if you see a lot of woodpeckers, you start to see holes, you got a problem. And if you act now, one application will save your tree. And as Ken said, this Asiatic longhorn beetle, it's bigger than your thumb, shiny black, long antennas about an inch in length, and they move. And they lay eggs from tree to tree, and unlike the woolly adelgia that only hits the hemlock, and the emerald ash borer that only hits the ash, the Asiatic longhorn beetle will hit maples, willows, oaks, ash, and they can clear your entire property of big shade trees in the 3 to 5 year period. And believe me, it's a city of Worcester in Springfield, the central part of Massachusetts, down into central Connecticut. And other places, they have taken down thousands of trees 3 to 4 foot in diameter. So if you're going to do just one thing today, go outside, look at your big shade trees, because if you've got a shade tree that's 3 foot in diameter, okay, and that tree comes down and you replant it, you're talking waiting 50 years or more to get to the size that it was if it's 2 to 3 foot in diameter. And if it's growing on the side of the road, don't say to yourself, I'll call the town. The town will take care of it. Those days are gone. They have no money to do that. You need to do it. It's not going to cost you a lot. And to save a tree like that, if it's providing shade to your home during the summer, it's cutting down on the air conditioning costs and keeping your house cooler. In the winter, it's blocking the wind, and it's keeping your house warmer. So please, look at your trees. We're not trying to scare you, but these insects are out, they're moving, and they have no natural predators. They got into this country by accident. And what happened was, and I talked to Ken, I wish we had more time. He was heading out to 8 o'clock Mass, so he had to leave. But Ken tells me that these insects came to this country from pallets that contained furniture on them, pottery, equipment, and things like that. And the wood had not been heat treated, so it was green lumber. The shipment was delivered, the equipment, the pottery, the furniture was taken off, the pallet was thrown into a pile, the temperatures warmed up, the larvae hatched, flew off the pallet that came from Asia or the Orient someplace, and started feeding on your trees. So please check your plants. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Charles from New Hampshire with a question about maple trees.
Charles, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, sir. I had a tree planted 3 years ago. It's a memorial tree.
Yes.
And when we had the snow about a year later on Halloween night, I don't know if you recall.
Oh, yeah, 16 inches 2 years ago.
I lost a couple of branches. The branches were quite small because the tree is still very young. And so there's a bare spot on the tree, and you can see it when you're looking at it from a certain angle. And I'm wondering if there's any way I could take a small twig off the tree and graft it to the bare spot. Is it possible to do grafting to a maple tree?
Okay. How tall is the tree right now?
It's probably maybe 11, 12 feet tall.
Okay. And if you're looking at it, you're seeing major branches, maybe 5, 6, 7 branches that have developed from the main trunk, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what I want you to do is this. To try and graft it, you're grafting into hard wood, and you're going to have a difficult time. So the best way to thicken that plant and encourage new growth is to stimulate the dormant buds that are on that plant right now. And you may not even see them, but there are dormant buds on every single plant. They're there for emergency. Now is the emergency time. So what you need to do is this. You need to walk out to that plant, and you can do this right now. And you have to say to yourself that the tip of every single branch, on the very tip, is the leader. And that leader controls the flow of food and energy to the branches below the tip of the plant. So if you've got a branch that's 6 feet long and there's, let's say, 7 or 8 side branches coming off of it, the tip is saying, I'm the boss, and you will do what I want. I'm going to get the most food. And when I'm done eating, then I will allow each of you to have some. So what you need to say to yourself is, I'm going to remove the tip of every single branch, getting rid of all of the leaders of those branches. Now, because the leader is gone, the side branches will compete to become the new leader. The dormant buds will break and start new branches. So by cutting back the tree, fertilizing it, you're going to stimulate that tree to make additional branches and more new growth. Now, I don't want you to take half the branch off. I want you to take 3, 4, 5, 6 inches. And what I want you to look for is a bud on that tree. So you'll see the big fat bud on the tip. Look down 6, 8, maybe even a foot if you've got a real tall branch, and look for a bump, for a bud. Make the cut about a half an inch at an angle just above that bud. Remove all of the tips of as many of the big branches as possible. This is how the nursery industry creates a big tree. They prune it to stimulate growth. You do that, in 2 years, you're going to say, wow, that tree's back, I love it. And feed it. Get some.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a 7-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness in Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Things that you can do today. If you know where there is some wetlands and there are wild pussy willows growing there and you know the people, give them a jingle. See if you can pick some pussy willows. They can be brought inside the house right now, put in a vase of water. They'll swell. They'll expose that nice fluffy bud. And when they get to the size that you want, drain the water. They'll dry, and you'll have beautiful pussy willows on your dining room and kitchen table. Forsythia can be forced right now. Flowering quince can be forced right now. All of your fruit trees can be pruned. So that if you have apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, if you have flowering crabs, dogwood, flowering pear, flowering cherry, and they need to be cut back or trimmed. Now is the time to do it. Bring those branches inside. Take a pair of pruners, slit the end where you made the cut, about 3 to 4 inches long, or take a sharp knife, set your branch on a cutting board, and then slit the stem with the knife cutting away from you so you don't get cut. Put it in a tall vase of water, and in a couple of weeks you'll have forsythia, all of your fruit trees, all of your flowering trees, quince, will begin to flower inside, and that will help to cheer you up and get you motivated to get out in that yard. Now, early in the program we talked about starting to do some pruning. Any non-flowering plant can be pruned right now. And I talked about evergreen plants, things like hemlock, arborvitaes, yews, junipers, ilex, holly. They can all be pruned right now. So take advantage of this type of weather. You get a nice day, you want to spend a couple hours. The more of these odd jobs that you can get done now, the further ahead you'll be in the season and the less rushing that you'll have to do. Now, we have two new sponsors. And if you get a chance, I want you to go to my website, which is paulparent.com. Okay? www.paulparent.com. And I want you to do a couple of things. Number one, I want you to sign up for our weekly newsletter. It's free. It will come to you every Thursday or Friday, depending on how busy we get. And we'll have three stories about your garden. We also have an archive page where all the stories are stored for you to look at. But it's free. So, paulparent.com, click on newsletter, put your email address, we send it to you. Then, click on sponsor page. I want you to go to Fafard or Black Gold, and I want you to sign up for the Garden Makeover. There'll be one winner in May, one winner in September, and we are going to make your yard look beautiful. We want you to invite your friends, your neighbors, your family. We'll teach everybody how to prune, how to edge. We're going to bring in mulches and manures and soils and help to rebuild your garden, control weeds. And then there's two new companies. One of them is called Turbo Tiller. And I want you to click on his website. If you have a small piece of property, they have developed this soil cultivator and aerator. And you attach it to your drill. And there's a video that will show you how the Turbo Tiller works. It's incredible. I have one, and I use it to cultivate between the rows in my vegetable garden. I use it to cultivate in the early spring, and it really does a great job. It's inexpensive, and it's well built. And finally, there's a company called A.M. Leonard, right at the top of the page where the sponsors are, and they are having a sale on garden tools, 25% off. And right now they have a plastic mulch fork and a plastic shovel. And it's like nothing you've ever seen. They're guaranteed. They're lightweight. I've used it with snow and gravel from where the plow moved it and to spread mulch and everything. Take a look at it.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.